Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. I promised you also tonight that we would talk about Let Love Love You, a CD that I worked with last year and that we released right at the end of the year, just about a year ago now, with Rick Barron, my producer and co-writer of the songs. And we've never really dealt with it on this program. And I just thought, well, it's time to do that. I wanted to share with you three of the songs that relate directly to the post-abortion healing journey. And if you have read my book, Cradle My Heart, Finding God's Love After Abortion, you know that one of the things that I did in this book is to take a look at our family album, the Bible. And, you know, as we look at what Jesus did when he encountered people or when people encountered him, we can take those ministry dynamics and appropriate them for the problem of abortion. We're not told that anybody he met with in the Gospels had actually participated in abortion or infanticide, which was the first century version of evading parenthood responsibilities or sacrificing children to a false god. But we know that he encountered broken people, and we know that he encountered people in need of healing. And this song was inspired by the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. And the scriptures tell us that she had spent all of her money and all of her time looking for a cure, and yet nothing had helped her. She wasn't supposed to be in the crowd when Jesus arrived that day. She was supposed to be isolated because of her medical issues. But she took a chance. She risked it, reaching for her miracle. Let's listen to this first song from Let Love Love You.
Some tell me not to go. Some say to stay away. I never thought I'd have to learn to crawl. Some say that I should quit. I should get over it. Find a new
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information is available at myfaithradio.com.